This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy from Armature, providing software solutions for conformity assessment, standards, and policy management. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens up the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency may be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have a doubleheader. We have John Bakke, who is a vice president for worldwide consulting for a company called MarkLogic, and his colleague, Rick Miller, who is the director of federal, state, and local sales. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah, I was at an event about 2 weeks ago, and I sat next to one of your colleagues from MarkLogic. We got to talking about big data, and he kind of opened my mind up to new ways at looking at big data. It's not just big. There's all kinds of different ways to slice it and dice it. And I thought MarkLogic has a compelling case to my federal listeners. I thought we'd bring in these two gentlemen here and maybe look at MarkLogic and where its possible application is in the federal IT community. And maybe my listeners can scratch their head and go, well, maybe MarkLogic.com. Maybe we'll go there and read a white paper. And maybe it has an answer for them, given their specific types of problems with big data, or maybe volumes of data or rapidly changing data. New ways to look at big data. But before we begin, John, could you tell us about your background and how you wound up looking for MarkLogic, please?
Sure. So I spent 17 years in the software industry, most of it in the federal government. My most recent position prior to coming to MarkLogic was with Oracle. And I spent about 10 years there building very secure databases for the federal government. And about a year and a half ago, I came to MarkLogic to explore the world of big data and to come to a company that was really on the cutting edge of handling large corpus of data across the government. And subsequent to that, I became the VP over the worldwide consulting organization, where I run all of the consulting for MarkLogic in all of the geographies that it does business in.
Corpus, we like that Latin term. Rick, what's your background, please?
A number of years as a CIO, both in the federal government and the commercial sector. And I got in when I came back to the commercial sector out of my government stint. I was at IBM several years ago and really wanted to get involved in, we didn't call it big data 3 years ago, but I really knew that agencies struggled with the ability to integrate data from multiple sources and really make more effective use of the data across the enterprise. And I started looking for an avant-garde technology that I thought could help in that. And I came across MarkLogic, and that's how I joined.
Interesting. So both of you have experienced both federal and commercial and different types of agencies, different types of organizations. So you have a pretty good idea of what some of the problems are that my listeners face. Great.
Right.
So MarkLogic, the company, been around since 2001, privately held. John, tell us about some of the commercial clients they have and maybe a few of the federal clients, please.
Sure. So we do a lot of business with media and publishing companies. Right now we have some excellent revolutionary systems that we're developing for Warner Brothers and the Nielsen Company. You're probably familiar with Nielsen. They have historically rated television programs so that they can market advertising in those markets. And now they're leaning into the social media market a lot to determine how specific programs and other media outlets are faring in their markets. And they use social media to measure that so that they can upsell marketing concepts to their customers. So we do a lot in that space from a publishing perspective. New England Journal of Medicine, we have a great project there where we catalog their articles and make them available to their users. We did the Olympics with the BBC this year. So many thousands of articles through the BBC as the Olympics were unfolding in London. So lots of traffic, high scales in all of these deployments. So on the government side, we do business in all sectors of the government, including the intelligence community. We've We've done business with all of the major intelligence agencies. We do a tremendous amount with DOD. Specifically, recently, we've been doing work with the Special Operations Forces down in Tampa. And in the civilian market, since that's Rick's area, I'll let him talk more about this, a lot of the federal civilian customers that we work with.
You know, Rick, got a big storm. Everyone's hurting up in New York. I mean, think of all the data points that the federal government has to collect. Just take the weather alone. And then you have to talk about insurance claims and then FEMA. And then just I read about hospitals being dispatched to the New York area right now as we speak. I mean, this is a whole lot of information. I know Nielsen's got to collect a lot of information from consumers, but the federal government's got almost parallel applications, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think since you brought up health specifically with hospitals, et cetera, that's a major area that we're working with our federal government in the military health side of the house, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, the Veterans Administration. You know, they have tremendous problems with big data. They always have had tremendous problems with big data. And now that we call it big data, people understand that they have multiple data sources that are very difficult to bring together and query and analyze and utilize as a homogeneous data source. And that's really the nature of the problem at the agency level is how do I get a homogeneous view of these data sources in a more effective way? And that's really what big data is all about, is being more effective with all those homogeneous data sources.
So, John, we have a hurricane hit the East Coast. All kinds of data needs to be collected. You got to capture that data. You got to curate the data. You got to store it. You got to search through it. You got to share it. You got to analyze. You got to visualize it. I mean, this is very complex. Where does MarkLogic fit in?
MarkLogic does all of that, actually.
Check.
It does it in real time, which is revolutionary in the NoSQL market. Most of our competition performs a write once, read many sort of paradigm for their product, and with MarkLogic we have a high degree of transaction functionality in the product. So we enable alerting and geospatial data mining that is unparalleled in the marketplace, and it works in conjunction with high volume and velocity text analytics that we provide in that context. So very wide array of capabilities with MarkLogic that you need in order to do an application like the one that you just described.
Rick, let me toss out something to you here. Airports up and on the East Coast are finally open now. I'm sure that there's agencies in the federal government like the FAA that have to track that downtime, uptime for all the different kind of planes. I mean, that just little slice of information, that's an application for big data, I would think.
It not only is, but they've been doing that for a long time. So they've traditionally used legacy data sources to do that, and they've been very effective at being able to take that data, model the data, understand the data elements that they need to track, and do all that. But a more current opportunity there at FAA, which we participate in, is really their emergency operations network. And in their emergency operations network, it's focused on when the FAA has an incident, let's say an aircraft incident, mishap, et cetera, they immediately have a situation where they have to pull multiple data sources in from aircraft manufacturers, the airlines themselves.
Why did it crash?
Exactly.
Shear.
What's the history?
Wow.
In the past? We had a bird strike in Chicago, an airplane down. How many bird strikes do we have in Chicago? What data do we have on that? Social media plays a huge part in that these days. Immediately people will be on the Twitterverse, and there will be all kinds of communications that have to flow. Email becomes a primary workflow tool inside the organization, and they have to capture all of that in an emergency operations capacity to be able to manage that crisis. So pulling all that together, they use MarkLogic as a fusion platform, if you will, to distill all that and then deliver and disseminate that information in a more intelligible form.
So, John, when did a data warehouse become big data? Is that just a transition, or is this just playing with names?
It's an evolution. I think that the typical construct of a data warehouse broke down when data started to get more complex and have higher volumes and variety attached to it. So, we're creating data at an alarming rate. Almost half of the world's data will have been created in the last 14 months. So when that happens, it's hard to keep up. It's hard for the engineers to keep up with those data structures because it's being created at such a high rate. So big data evolved out of data warehousing as the size and scope of the data started to increase. And the products that do analytics and intelligence gathering around data had to adapt for those changes. So, you know, I think from a lifecycle perspective, we'll have a number of sessions in our forum, which is tomorrow. It's called the MarkLogic Government Summit. It's on the 14th at the Mayflower. So if you want to learn more about big data and its evolution, that's a great platform for that discussion.
We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, talk more about this event coming up on November 14th, 2012. You get more information at marklogic.com. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have John Bakke, Vice President Worldwide Consulting with MarkLogic, and his colleague, Rick Miller, Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have John Bakke, Vice President Worldwide Consulting at MarkLogic, and his colleague, Rick Miller, Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. Got a big topic today, big data. And we're trying to define it. And boy, everyone's trying to define big data and where different companies fit in. And I read an article this morning from TechCrunch, and they talk about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of offerings in this area of big data. And it's hard to know, I mean, relational, non-relational, NoSQL, MySQL, NewSQL. I mean, John, where does MarkLogic fit in? Where do they fit in this whole big data discussion?
Well, the way we see big data is an evolution of data management where there's an accelerated growth of data. So there's definitely a volume aspect of it. I think that's the most obvious piece. But we also look at the velocity of data that is entering into the enterprise. It's being created by other systems or other users. And so velocity plays a big role in the discussion around big data. Another aspect is the variety of the data. So there's a lot of different data that's being created by external systems that are being leveraged across the enterprise to come to intelligent answers around difficult problems, either in a business or in a mission. And then the complexity of that data becomes the last and most important pillar of that, because the complexity of the data is what's really holding businesses and missions back from making those good decisions. So when we look at big data and its evolution, I think the velocity, variety, volume, and complexity are the areas that we focus on in terms of adding features to MarkLogic to make it function in that environment.
So, John, what you're saying is that there are agencies that have hundreds of gigabytes of data that could be big data, agencies with hundreds of petabytes of data that could be big data. Depends really on the complexity and how rapidly it's changing.
That's right. And I think that every mission and every business is different in terms of how they look at that. And it's a very, very important element of it, because big data for one customer might be something different for another. And our challenge is to meet those needs universally.
You know, Rick, a lot of people get information from their Twitter feed, from LinkedIn status updates, from blogs. I like face-to-face and grabbing someone at conferences. And there's a conference you guys are sponsoring. That's tomorrow on the 14th of November. Tell us about this conference. Who's going to be there? And why should my listeners even consider attending?
So this is our annual, what we call our government summit. And we really put this on as a consultative event for the federal community. This year, we're focusing on big data, and we have several speakers coming to speak. Anish Chopra, the former CTO of the federal government, is coming. Bob Gourley, who's a CTO visionary and been around the intelligence space a long time. Donna Roy is going to come speak to the data sharing challenges, the big data, if you will, sharing challenges that face DHS. And all these are illustrative of what all of the agencies experience in terms of data sharing challenges. And it all revolves around big data and having volume, variety, and complexity, as John said. And we like to put this event on, and then in the afternoon we have some customers who present their challenges and their specific agencies. And
so real human people, govies, who have these headaches
absolutely.
And use your product and stand up and say, hey, I looked at 10 products and this is what I chose and here's why, and here's why it may be valuable to you.
Exactly. And that's the purpose of it, is to let both our customers and prospective customers sit there in a non-sales environment, you know, rub elbows with each other and really say, hey, give me the nitty-gritty. You know, what's your experience? What have you tried? What's worked? What hasn't worked?
You know, John, a lot of definitions for big data, a lot of different ways to define it. I guess your company must have white papers on helping my listeners figure out what exactly it is. So marklogic.com, white papers on big data.
Yeah, and even better, there's a developer website, developer.marklogic.com, where you can go a layer deep and learn about the product. You know, the product has exciting new capabilities along with the ones that have been in the product for a long time. We offer different solutions around open source and a variety of things that make it easy for our customers and their engineers to use.
I'm sure many of my listeners are saying, no, you guys don't understand. My requirements are very, very unusual and unique, and I have this certain aspect maybe there in the information department of the intelligence community. But I like case studies because there's got to be case studies that's kind of similar to a lot of things that I have to apply. And I think I've seen some of those on MarkLogic, and it's got a pretty good site. So they can download a case study and read it, go to the conference, maybe listen again to this interview when there's snow on the ground, and get a better idea what MarkLogic is all about. The question I have is data sets. And another famous guy besides Anish is Todd Park. He talks about data sets and grabbing data sets and data palooza, and he loves the idea of bringing in data sets. But there's got to be some discipline involved. You can't just arbitrarily grab in data sets. I'm sure MarkLogic would assist in people assessing what information that they have and which information can be brought into big data. Is that right, Rick?
Yeah, and I would say one of the strengths of MarkLogic is frequently people don't know what data sets they want to bring in to analyze and bump against another data set. And that's really the forte of MarkLogic is we don't care what the data set is. We don't care what format it's in. It can literally be in any format. We will ingest that, take that in, and blend it, integrate it with other data sets, and then make it immediately accessible and analyzable for the individual who's trying to determine what value can I find in looking at multiple data sets here? Can I find some patterns? Can I find correlations and linkages that I couldn't see before because I couldn't put those data sets together before? And that's really what the power of MarkLogic is quickly pulling those together and making them accessible and available.
John, when I take a look at big data, I think of a database and then some kind of a programming framework that would allow me to do all these tasks, whether it's capture, curate, or store this data. And I guess some people look at statistical analysis of this data. So would you go toe-to-toe with someone like SAS or SPSS, or where exactly you fit in that the idea of analyzing the data?
So I think we're complementary to those technologies in a lot of ways. Our product enables platforms of that nature to provide their logic on top of a data repository. And because MarkLogic is a platform, we have the ability to integrate with a lot of third-party products. And we have interfaces for SQL, interfaces for REST, other capabilities that allow Java programmers and Hadoop users to leverage the product. So, you know, we see ourselves fitting into that ecosystem rather than replacing those products.
It's almost like years ago they had one car, any color you want as long as it's black. And all of a sudden then 40, 50 years later you get 4 cylinders, 6 cylinders, 8 cylinders, air conditioning, no air conditioning, trucks, buses. And that's what it seems the world of big data is maturing. And instead of just one tool for the device or the project, there are a wide range of tools out there. So Rick, would you compete with people like, I don't know, Hadoop? Would you compete with products like Drill and Dremel that you know take petabytes of data and do ad hoc queries on that?
Actually, no. We're very complementary and actually have a tight integration with Hadoop and a partnership with Hortonworks. And we are. I think your car analogy is a great analogy, you know, where you can build multiple vehicles on top of a single chassis, as many car manufacturers do today. You can think of MarkLogic as being that single unibody chassis that provides the flexibility to build multiple vehicle types on top of that. And I might go a step further and say we're the chassis in the engine, the data engine, if you will, combined that allow you to design a multitude of business vehicles on top of MarkLogic to deliver business value to the customers and the citizens.
Now, your company also has a standalone product or an appliance that agencies can use in case they have security requirements in that area. Is that right, John?
That's right. We actually partner with a company called SGI, which was the former Rackable Systems, and SGI is a great partner. They field an appliance that was just announced recently called the Data Raptor. And it's a rack-mounted appliance that has a number of nodes that are installed with MarkLogic. So the time to implement and install the system is cut short, and the upgrades and patches are much simpler because it's all patched as one system.
And your base product is the MarkLogic server, is that right?
That's correct.
So that can sit in the cloud, it can sit in an agency, but the dedicated appliance can sit behind several firewalls in agencies that may have those type of requirements. Is that how it fits in?
That's right.
Yeah. It's interesting because this community here has so many different, you know, you have volume and variety with data, but volume and variety of requirements as well. And the big requirement, I think, is reduced budgets. Let's take a break. We need to come back, maybe talk about budgeting and try to maybe grasp and define this term unstructured data and see how MarkLogic can handle it and how maybe my listeners can take advantage of this product and help it solve some of their problems. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with John Bakke, Vice President Worldwide Consulting at MarkLogic, and Rick Miller, his colleague, who is the Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have John Bakke, Vice President Worldwide Consulting from MarkLogic, and his colleague, Rick Miller, Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. Big topic today, big data. We all know the V's, volume, variety, velocity, all kinds of V's in there. But different what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the word that MarkLogic uses to describe itself. It uses the word any. It claims, and this is quite a claim, that MarkLogic can handle any data, any volume, any structure. Boy, that's quite a claim, John, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. But there are fundamental reasons why we say that, that are key to the product and its value proposition. MarkLogic is inherently a database, an enterprise class database that has an application services platform and a search engine underpinning. So since the database is built around the search paradigm, we can provide a number of services that are different than a standard relational database. MarkLogic is the only player that has search built into its core. The only way to manage big data is to leverage search as a key big data capability. And because of that, we can index any data in any structure. So those are two of your anys. And the last is really in terms of the volume. And because of the way MarkLogic is built to scale, it's built on a shared nothing architecture, which means that the server resources on one server do not depend on the server resources on another, which allows the product to scale linearly across a number of commodity servers or nodes. And we get linear scalability, which means that we can continue to add servers and maximize density across lowering the price, but then scaling across, you know, this large array of server nodes to get a huge amount of data. We have several customers that are looking at hundreds of petabytes running in MarkLogic right now. And that's a differentiator for us. We know that our competition cannot do that. They don't have those qualifications or claims to make.
Hundreds of petabytes. My. I couldn't have said that 2 years ago. People would have thought me crazy, but that's just an amazing number. Let me ask you a quick question. Rick, some people read blogs. I have a blog. To find my blog, you just go to Google, you type in John Gilroy, Armature, and you find my blog. I'll be blogging about this interview. Is there a blog you read? Is there a blog you can suggest for my readers to get a better idea of what you folks do?
Absolutely. The developer, marklogic.developer, I think it's .developer.com. Correct.
Yeah,
John?
developer.marklogic.com. Yeah,
so there's your company blog.
Is the company blog, which a lot of developers have access to, and CTO Vision is the other one that we typically will refer customers to.
Is that the character Bob Gourley?
That is the character Bob Gourley.
G-O-U-R-L-E-Y. He gets a lot of things done. You know, I get his monthly summary. He has CTO Vision, and he summarizes a whole lot of articles for me. And I don't have to go around and read all these things, like read this tech. Maybe he'll summarize the TechCrunch article for me. But I think that's the best value for his organization is that monthly summary that he emails to me at the end of the month and he goes, here's what went on in the world of big data, point, 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 point. Saves me a lot of time. Let's talk about federal agencies. Perhaps you can give a specific agency or maybe a project that you worked on that was very successful, John.
So we have dozens of customers in the federal government right now. The one that I think is probably our most successful project in terms of the use of the product is a project with the National Counterterrorism Center, and that project has gone on for a number of years. But it is one of the primary ways that the government uses documents and data from a variety of sources to triangulate information around the bad guys. So in terms of national security, we're definitely in the forefront of mission requirements. And we do a lot of things even down through federal, civilian, DOD, even at the state and local level. We have a customer here in the local area of Fairfax County where we've done land use and development activities for them to enable their website to enable the county residents to look up data about their residents. So everything from national security down to the smallest municipalities, it's a phenomenal spectrum of customers that we have here.
Well, Rick, I'm a resident of Fairfax County. I'll have to go there and find out about my house. So did you work in that project with the Fairfax County?
Absolutely. Fairfax County had a problem that had plagued them for a couple of years trying to get their mainframe data off of the mainframe and get it integrated with some legacy technologies in relational databases. And they had struggled because of the nature of the data. It's very – because of the innies that we talked about, it was oddly formatted data, difficult to get into and integrate with their more contemporary systems. And MarkLogic came in inside 30 days, had the mainframe data integrated with the data from their relational repositories into a single repository that they then built a front-end application that gives a Fairfax County resident a view of any property from birth to death.
Well, so John, there's any structure right there, isn't it? Example.
That's right, right.
Are there any others that maybe my listeners can think about, or maybe, I can go to the Fairfax County website and take a look at my house then and find out this information that you guys have helped supply or helped make the transition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think another customer area of note here is in the healthcare domain. A lot of things are happening in the healthcare domain, from waste, fraud, and abuse to patient care to patient outcomes to achieving better care for our veterans. And we're doing a number of projects for all those agencies. I think a key example that illustrates the flexibility of MarkLogic and our capabilities is for years, healthcare data has been contained or constrained, I would say, to data elements, structured data elements that have been identified. For instance, if you get diagnosed with an illness, it's reduced to a code.
ICD-10, we know.
Absolutely. And if you wanted to read what the doctor or the physician's assistant said about your visit, why did he diagnose that or she diagnose that? There's a lot of comments in those that are unstructured in nature. And those have gone untapped in the healthcare industry for a long time. And all of those agencies want to combine what's written in that doctor's note and the intelligence that's in that doctor's note with the structured data that they've, the legacy structured data that they do diagnoses and analysis on today. And that's what they're using MarkLogic for, is to combine that unstructured with the structured and derive new insights into patterns and trends in healthcare.
So, John, would that be an example of content analytics?
It would be. And it's, you know, we have a number of customers, the National Archives, where they have, just unforetold amounts of data that we've managed to store and index for them. Library of Congress has been a customer of ours in the past. And they not only provide that search and retrieve use case, but they also provide analytics over and above that to create additional features for the users.
And it would seem to me that in the world of healthcare IT, is that getting more information might allow an analyst to see where the areas are for fraud and abuse, see where the areas are for improving service, maybe see where the areas are for improving evaluations of physicians. And so finally, there's all this stuff that was sitting on a shelf somewhere. It can be brought down and be actionable.
Absolutely. In the claims arena, for instance, fraud and abuse is looked at on a per claim basis. A claim can look perfectly valid and legitimate when it's filed. But if you're doing some things that we're working with CMS now in looking at those social media sources, you can see that people behind the scenes in social media actually have relationships with other people who are known fraudsters, and immediately throws a suspect flag up. And you now look at that claim in a new light in the light of the information you now have gleaned from that social media interaction.
That's certainly unstructured. I mean, what is Facebook? What's the structure of that, you know, and how do you develop trends? What are the outliers? And there are people, I read a report from Tech America, they said, you know, the cost of big data would be paid for just in the reduction of fraud and abuse. That's shocking amount, but there's the word B gets thrown around here. The $1 billion gets thrown around in fraud abuse, doesn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it's huge. It's a very large number, and yeah, I think CMS has done an admirable job of collecting and pulling back much of that fraudulent claim, but they will even admit that there's a lot more to be done in that arena.
So the word agile gets thrown around with agile software development, but MarkLogic looks like it has some basic tools that can be flexible enough to apply to many different situations. That I think that's what the N is there. It's like, okay, we got a framework and a motor, and we can apply and grow it and shrink it to apply many different situations. That's how you can claim N. Is that right?
That's right. A lot of our customers find our product different in terms of how they go around software lifecycle development because they're used to taking a relational database and spending 6 months breaking down the data model so that they can put a data structure into the database to accept the data that they'll be collecting. But in our projects, we typically start by loading all of the data into MarkLogic server, and that provides them the capability to do agile development in that way.
Great. Let's take a break. When we come back, talk a little more about the future of trends in big data. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with John Bakke, Vice President Worldwide Consulting from MarkLogic, and his colleague Rick Miller, Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have John Bakke, Vice President Worldwide Consulting at MarkLogic, and his colleague Rick Miller. He's the Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. We're talking big data. If you want to get more information, you go to MarkLogic, just like it sounds, marklogic.com. They've got blogs. They've got white papers. They got free stuff. I never thought of it. They can probably download your product and test out, couldn't they, Rick?
They absolutely can. They can go to our website and download the product and experiment with their own data sets and pull in these heterogeneous data sets that we've been talking about and blend them, integrate them, and see how they can access them and utilize them very quickly.
So they can test it out and try it out. And then maybe go to the conference and ask people specific questions. Maybe John, they can grab John in the back and go, okay, here's my application. You don't understand. I'm different from everyone else. I got to keep track of these FEMA trailers, and they're changing all the time, and now they're in New Jersey. And so John, this would this be an application? I mean, where do you draw the line between a relational database and something that your company handles?
Yeah, I think it would be, because especially you were alluding to change of the data, and that's a key sort of tip off for when MarkLogic gets used by our customers. But I think from a relational perspective, there really aren't a lot of new applications being developed with relational technology. You know, so I think relational lends itself to legacy applications that have been built in that paradigm. But if you're building new applications or trying to renovate or increase the functionality of an existing application, MarkLogic is a good fit.
A lot of my listeners use Twitter. Bob Gourley uses Twitter all the time. I think that's where he lives. My Twitter handle is @RayGilray. I'll probably be tweeting about this interview. Is there a Twitter handle for your company, Rick?
Yes, we're at @MarkLogic. @MarkLogic.
@MarkLogic. Yeah, pretty simple to follow. No problem there.
Don't say that very often.
John, I've got to give you my standard test to give everyone. I'm going to give you and Rick this test. 10-question test to see if you're a card-carrying nerd. First question. Okay. You bought your first computer.
1978.
That's early. That's pretty early. You're your first cell phone.
1996.
Late-ish. Do you have your own Twitter feed?
I do. It's @JohnBakke. JohnBakke.
Bakke. And you have your own blog?
Nope.
Okay. What kind of personal backup do you use online?
I use Dropbox.
Dropbox. Okay. And what kind of smartphone do you have?
I've got an iPhone.
iPhone. Number of apps?
Oh, hundreds of apps.
Hundreds
I've got
and
kids
hundreds.
That have iPods, so I've got hundreds of apps.
Hundreds of apps. What tablet device do you use?
I use an iPad.
Social networking sites you participate in?
Facebook for family, LinkedIn for professional, and then I use Twitter a lot.
I like that distribution. And last book you read was electronic or paper?
Electronic.
Electronic. A lot of points, except first cell phone, you know, that kind of bumped you out. We'll see if Rick can beat you on this one. Rick, we got a toss to you. You're your first computer.
I can't beat John there. '84. The first Macintosh.
Wow, expensive too. It was like four
yes,
grand,
it was.
Wasn't it? I remember that.
It was $25.
$2,500. Think of that. $2,500. Wow. You're your first cell phone.
I think '94.
'94. And do you have your own Twitter feed?
@RickMiller250.
Rick Miller 25. And do you have your own blog?
No blog.
Okay. Online personal backup?
Dropbox, like John.
Okay. Flavor of smartphone?
iPhone.
Number of apps on there?
I haven't counted them, but I'd say 50 to 100, probably. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your tablet device?
iPad.
Social networking?
Same with John. Facebook for personal and LinkedIn for professional.
Big differentiator. Last book you read, electronic or paper?
I actually have several electronic books in my iPad that I kind of go back and forth on, but the last book I've completed was paper.
Have to put this in my UNIVAC computer in the basement and turn out the results in my green bar and put them in the U.S. mail to you and find out where you stand. It's always interesting to see what people think about Dropbox, and all the security people don't even want to talk about that. They create their own servers at home and back up to there, but one has to wonder with experiences up in New York how good it is to have local backup instead of remote backup. But that is a different show. Today we're talking about big data. Conference coming up. John, tell us more about this conference coming up on November 14th.
Yeah, it's a great conference. It's free for everybody. Just register on marklogic.com/DC. If you just go to marklogic.com, there's an easy way to get there. And the conference has a number of speakers and events. We go from sort of a high-level discussion around big data, but we also have use case and case studies that are being offered by our customers. And we have technical tracks in and around, you know, the usages of MarkLogic and how we would implement. So it's a pretty wide array of topics. There's breakfast and lunch at the event. So, you know, it's you don't have to bring your own food or anything. And I think the Mayflower is a great forum for this. So Mayflower, I think, is on Wisconsin here, so it's pretty convenient to everybody.
Well, Mayflower's downtown near the Washington Post, but there's all kinds of people looking at these events, and you can go to MarkLogic and find out who's speaking and when. So you can just show up in the afternoon and listen to one specific topic, or show up in the morning and listen to one. Maybe you're a county government employee and want to know what Fairfax County did. Perhaps you can grab Rick and say, tell me more about this, and maybe it applies to their county, whether it's Montgomery County or Cuyahoga County, whatever county's out there. You know, John, when I look at Gartner, I read all kinds of projections and studies, and they say the top 10 strategic technology trends for 2013 include HTML5, big data, and analytics. You're two out of the three.
That's right. I mean, I think, you know, the marketplace, even in the next year, is into the tens of billions. I think $34 billion is the projection that some of the independent analysts are projecting for 2013. So, you know, MarkLogic over the next, you know, several years has a lot of opportunity. Our customers are growing their data sets at an incredible rate. And, you know, we think that this particular business line from an IT perspective is where it needs to be.
So, Rick, let me put a crystal ball in your hands here and gaze into the future. Gaze 5 years. Are we going to say, oh, that's just a petabyte 5 years from now, and say, oh, that's, you know, that's like grade school stuff? Where's it going to end? Where's it going to head?
I think John will have an opinion on this too. Everybody's crystal ball is obviously different on these things, but I think we're in the dawning of the quote big data era, because tools are now emerging to actually give access to that big data and to make sense of that big data. And I don't think there's any one particular technology that's going to become a dominant technology. I think it's going to be architectures are going to be impacted more than specific technologies are, and architectures are going to have to evolve to handle complex data relationships and data structure relationships in order to deliver data to the cloud. And unfortunately, to make it easy for the user to exploit big data, it makes it harder on the IT group behind the scenes technically to integrate all of this, to scale it, to secure it, and to make it deliverable and transparently easy to those users of the cloud.
You know, John, I tried to do a whole interview without saying the word cloud, but it comes in the last 2 minutes. What's your perspective in the future?
Well, I think the whole industry is moving to the cloud mentality. The question is, what does that really mean? There's so many different ways to approach that subject, but certainly, you know, MarkLogic is fielded in a number of cloud environments. We do a lot of proofs of concept for our customers in the Amazon cloud, in the commercial space, and then we have implementations in data centers that present themselves as cloud providers and federal. And then we work very well with partners like VMware that, you know, are leading the industry in the virtualization and cloud space. So, you know, from a cloud perspective, I think MarkLogic is well positioned. It's dynamic in terms of its ability to grow and scale, and I think that's really one of the common denominators you find in that cloud vernacular.
The word mobile pops up constantly with data coming in. I mean, there's mobile data coming in. There's electronic health records coming in. There's sensors out there. There's weather sensors. These all play. A phone's going to do anything with the way MarkLogic handles anything, or is that just another way to bring in data?
Absolutely. Our customers already have mobile apps that are running on MarkLogic, and MarkLogic makes the delivery to mobile devices very easy, very simple. The application server functionality in MarkLogic is really designed to make the data available in a very accessible fashion, whether it's via web services, transforming the data on the fly to the particular device that's making the query. You know, somebody on an iPad, somebody on an iPhone, somebody on a desktop can do the exact same query against MarkLogic, and MarkLogic will transform the data as needed for that particular device on the fly at the database layer.
And if your company has its roots in custom publishing, it just dawned on me, that's what an iPad is. It's almost custom publishing. We can custom publish for this device or that device or the Android or whatever. And the objective is to have that secure connection and be able to take that information and make decisions on it. We're going to have to end our interview today. We've talked about Mark Data. We talked about an event coming up on November 14th. MarkLogic.com is for information. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with John Bonbaki, Vice President, Worldwide Consulting of MarkLogic, and Rick Miller, Director of Federal, Local, and State Sales. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.